love that the Ballarat Heritage Festival is coming back bigger and better than ever. And one of our favourite events, it's been on the cards for the last few years, is also coming back after a few hiccups in the last few years. It is the Ballarat Beard and Stash Comp, and we've got Jake and Brayden from the Ballarat Beard and Stash Comp joining us this morning. Morning, guys.
Thanks very much for having us, guys.
Good morning.
Now, you've had a few hiccups over the last few years, not because of anything you've done, but because of COVID. Mm-hmm. How is this the first one back since 2019?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a digital comp in between then,
yep.
And then the previous year it got cancelled altogether. Mm-hmm.
The day before.
Yeah.
We went into lockdown, wow. One day before the comp day. So
yeah, first
year. That was last year.
Yeah.
Now, we're in and out of lockdowns a lot, weren't we? Yeah.
Boys, what is the prerequisite for being in the Beard and Stash competition?
Yeah, well, first of all, there is no prerequisite. Everyone is welcome, ladies, female, ladies, kids, the beardless as well. We've got six categories, so shape, all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
The just for fun category as well is the one where, you know, you can get your fake beard on, the kids can get up there, have a bit of fun with some drawn-on mustaches, or people can start curling it and do all sorts of things too. So
cool.
There is no rules as to who can and can't come.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Have you already closed off registrations for it yet?
No, registrations are still really open.
Yep.
Make sure you can jump onto our Facebook page and follow one of the links. There's many links on there at the moment,
yep.
So jump on and register.
Because that's the thing. Like, people come from far and wide to take part in this competition.
We've had people come from Queensland, come from South Australia. People come from all around. So, yeah, it's good to get your registrations in.
Yeah.
It's a big community, the beard and stash, like the what do they call, like, say them curly moustaches? What's that style?
Oh, you got the imperial?
Imperial.
So you got the imperial moustache, which they use the big wax.
Didn't realise that was what it was actually called.
Oh, there's like 7 or 8 in the World Beard and Moustache Championships, different categories just for moustache.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are you, now you gentlemen both have amazing beards.
Mine's a little bit shorter than it used to be.
I was going to say, it's a lot shorter than it used to be.
Yeah, it's had a bit of a trim, unfortunately, but I hope.
Is that just due to lifestyle changes, you needed it to be shorter?
Let's go with that on the air.
Oh. It's a real reason.
It's not a hair loss situation.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Right.
Our beards would be called the full beard natural.
Okay.
So just natural, the way it sort of just grows out.
Yeah.
Full. So yeah, the other categories there is your goatees, of course. Mm-hmm. So your partial beards where you've shaved a section out, and then we've got different tiers of, you know, beards as well. So we measure from the bottom lip to the tip of the hair. There's a 10 centimetres and under. There's 10 to 20, and then there's 20 to infinity.
And there's some long ones that rock up, aren't there?
Yeah, there's been a couple of guys that have rocked up and it's nearly tickling their belt buckle.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's some big beards that get out there.
Prizes. What's up for grabs other than bragging rights?
So one of our major sponsors, we have Barber's Choice. They've sponsored a whole bunch of beard products. Sovereign Hill have donated some tinned, some lollies, some canes,
yes,
some gold pens.
Yes, nice.
We have some, like, leather goods and some wallets and all that sort of stuff up for grabs. And then, usual Gentleman Jack have sponsored us again as well. So, tons of prizes.
But you also have these amazing trophies that they can hold up at the end when they come out
we do.
Victorious.
We have probably some of the best beard trophies in the world, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign Hill always come and sponsor us and bring us with some goods. So, we have all these incredible trophies all handmade by Sovereign Hill.
That's awesome.
So good. It is happening May 28th at Hop Temple. What time does it start?
Doors open at 11:30. Mm-hmm. There's like pre-registration and check-in.
Yep.
And then we'll kick off from 12:30 onwards.
I imagine it's going to be spilling out into the laneway because it's a highly sought-after comp that people just love to be a part of, even if it's a spectator. So you got to get there early and get your spot, right?
Yeah, you definitely want to get a good perch because it does fill up quick.
Yes.
Now, Brayden, before I let you go, Jake, Brayden, your beard is decent. You know, you're out here, it's there. With a beard, do people come up and go, oh, nice beard, and try and touch like pregnant women's bellies?
They do. I was about to actually refer to the exact same thing. It is like a pregnant woman's belly. We always advise to ask before you grab it. So it's definitely the case. Yeah.
I decided to came to my mind. I thought, I would want to have a little scruff of that, but touch.
Ask before you pat or anything like that.
It's like a mink. It's the back of the hand too. You got to.
Okay. It's the back of the hand rub.
Yeah.
Not a fondle.
Don't be weird.
I'm not.
The hand gesture you were just doing then was super weird.
Come on.
The guys agree.
Jake and Brayden, thank you very much. We're excited to see the Beard and Stash Comp happening on May 28th at Hop Temple. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us
again.
Thank
you.